BBC Surrey with Nick Wallace.
A retired Surrey businessman says his first 10 days in an American jail in solitary confinement were terrible. Christopher Tappin was extradited to the States over allegations he was involved in selling missile parts to Iran. Now he's 65 years old. He had a business in South Nutfield and he's now been released on $1 million bail. His controversial extradition from the United Kingdom led to him spending 2 months in a maximum security jail in the New Mexico desert. Speaking in the past few hours, he told the BBC he couldn't understand why he was being held.
I'm not a terrorist. I've never had any connections with terrorism. And I'm just appalled that things could come to this sort of stage, especially in my life now, when I'm 65, I've been retired for 4 years. I was enjoying retirement. I didn't know these batteries were for Hawk missiles. And to his, I didn't know they were destined for Iran.
Mr. Tappin says he was deprived of food and access to the British consul and treated like a criminal, despite having yet to stand trial. He says the whole experience has been a nightmare.
The first part, when I was in solitary confinement for the first 10 days, was terrible. Spending 24 hours a day in a prison cell, seeing no human contact except for the 3 meals a day coming through the box in the door, and then followed that without any reading material or writing material. It really was very difficult to deal with.
If found guilty, Mr. Tappin could have to spend the rest of his life in jail. Now, that was a prospect faced by my next guest. 20 years ago, Sean Attwood from Guildford had made millions on the stock market but lost everything after he was jailed for drug dealing and money laundering and served time in one of the most notorious prisons in the UK. Sean, good morning.
Good morning, Nick.
We just need to get this straight because it was that you had something of an epiphany whilst you were in one of these horrendous prisons awaiting any kind of trial. You decided to give up drugs for good and give up the criminal lifestyle because it clearly wasn't working out for you or the people that you saw around you, was it?
Absolutely. I saw the end result of drug use. Most of the people in the jail were doing drugs, shooting up heroin, shooting up crystal meth. Up to 2/3 of them had hepatitis C, teeth rotten out, old beyond their years, and I had to ask myself, do I want to end up like these guys? And it completely put me off it.
So you pretty much dedicated your life since to warning people of the dangers of drugs, and I imagine you have some tales to tell about the American prison system as well.
Absolutely. I go all over the UK now speaking to schools. I'm off to Harrow School this afternoon, and I tell them about the conditions, you know, like Chris Tappin said. The food, we got 2 meals a day. Breakfast was mouldy bread and green bologna. Green bologna is a raw sausage meat that's gone past its sell-by date and it's got a green shine to it. The bread had mould on it. Sometimes it was blue, sometimes it was green. Sometimes it came in these fantastic colours that look like works of art. We were so hungry, we just scratched the mould off the bread and put it in water because it was stale and swill it to get it down. The evening meal was a mystery meat slop the prisoners called Red Death. It looked like carroty vomit blended with blood, had all kinds of random meat in it, and it stunk. Occasionally there was dead rats in it. And one time we gave a dead rat back to the guards and they said they would investigate it. You know, we complained and they came back later in the day and so that the jail wouldn't get any trouble. They said it was just a potato. There wasn't much we could do about it.
No, I guess because, yeah, you don't tend to have that many rights in American jails. And I think this is the concern about Mr. Tappin. Now, you weren't in the same jail as the New Mexico jail that Christopher Tappin's been in, but out west, they tend to be of the same kind of ilk, don't they?
Absolutely. I was in the next state over, which is Arizona, and it was a county remand jail, like what Chris described. Now, there's a presumption of innocence until you're proven guilty, but the conditions in these county remand jails are made so extreme, they're designed to crush you into signing what's called a plea bargain to admit your guilt, so they can funnel you over to the prison system.
And with Christopher Tappin, I mean, this is why a lot of people say that the extradition treaty that Britain has with the UK is fundamentally unfair, because even if we were able to extradite people from the States, there's no way that they would be treated like he is. And you can see that he is under, or was under before he got bail, an awful lot of pressure to make some concessions with regard to his case.
Yeah, it's completely lopsided. And in Arizona, 98% of the cases, the people sign plea bargains just to get out of the jail because they know that the conditions in the prison system are better.
Because I got an email earlier from a chap called Colin when we were talking about this story, and he said, well, you know, wouldn't it be better if our prisons were less like holiday camps and were run like those in America? Then criminals would be less likely to reoffend, crime would be reduced, and prisons would be more cost effective.
I agree. Prisons should be tough, but they shouldn't be in violation of people's human rights. The sheriff, the boss of my jail, he did paid Arizona State University $10,000 to do a study to show that hardline conditions that he was making reduced recidivism. They did the study, proved it was he was wrong, and he said, "You guys are wrong and I'm right." These young people come in, maybe they've been smoking pot, they're drunk driving, they get recruited by these gangs. They're all completely gang controlled, these places. They graduate to crystal meth and heroin use, shooting up. They get these neo-Nazi tattoos, swastikas and lightning bolts, and they get out enemies of society. They can't get jobs looking like that. They come back in and it's all high fives because they've made names for themselves in the jail. Their character's in there. And it becomes a home away from home.
And there's nothing they can do to get a job or anything like that on the outside. No. Sean, you've painted a very, very vivid picture of life inside. I cannot recommend Sean's book highly enough. It's called Hard Times. Sean very kindly gave me a copy and I read it within 2 or 3 days. It was gripping. And you've got another book coming out as well this year.
Yes, the prequel to Hard Time is called Party Time and hopefully it will be published by Christmas.